This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. This week, a group of fed-up parents in Southern California moved to shut down their local public elementary school. A new so-called parent trigger law in the state says that if a majority of a school's parents sign a petition, they can force changes in failing schools. Chrissy Clark of member station KQED has this report.
Ismania Guzman walked up to the office of the Compton Unified School District holding a thick binder. Inside were 269 signatures of parents demanding a charter school company take over McKinley Elementary. Guzman's hands shook as she handed the binder over.
And this is our petitions of us parents that really care for our kids' education.
Yeah, well, we all care for our kids' education.
And with that pointed response, the school district's Karen Friesen took the petition. It was a brief exchange, but one that pushes school reform into unknown, divisive territory. Connecticut has its own trigger law, and six other states are considering a similar measure. These parents in Compton are the first to invoke the law. As they celebrated their historic step, Guzman explained she's afraid her daughter's getting a shoddy education at McKinley. It ranks in the lowest 10% of California schools, in a district where less than half the students graduate from high school.
They don't challenge the kids to go any further than what they have to. Like charter schools, they challenge the kids the most.
Also at the rally was Shamika Murphy. She has a daughter who just graduated from McKinley with high marks, only to get C's and D's in middle school. And Murphy says her second grader is way behind in reading.
I think that this would be something to help. Something has to be better.
McKinley parents say they never would have known they could demand a charter school takeover if it weren't for a guy named Ben Austin.
The only way we're going to change things is for parents to take back power over the education of their own kids.
Austin doesn't live in Compton, but he runs a nonprofit called Parent Revolution that's been organizing here. It's a spinoff from Green Dot, a national charter school company. Austin's group lobbied for the parent trigger law that went into effect earlier this year. Then his paid staff went door to door looking for fed up parents ready to sign the petition.
The first time they came to me, they said it was to improve the school, so I signed the petition.
Carla Garcia was trying to get her name off the petition before parents loaded onto a bus to deliver it to the school district. She said she thought her signature was for upgrades like new grass by the playground.
But then I find out it was for a charter school, which I didn't like it. And I'm more confused now, so I don't know what to do.
Organizers at Parent Revolution say they made it clear what the petition was for, and they claim school staff have been using scare tactics on parents who signed. Confusion over the petition was still echoing at a PTA meeting a few days later in McKinley.
The only thing I want is that you guys really know what you signed, okay?
At the back of the room, some parents signed a new petition to recant the first. By the end of the night, it had more than 50 names, nearly enough to unpull the trigger on the parent trigger law. After the meeting, McKinley's principal, Fleming Robinson, looked exhausted.
We all as a community want our school to be great, and that's why we were brought to this point. But as an educational leader, I believe it's my goal to achieve that, and I think we can achieve it here at McKinley.
In fact, during Fleming's leadership of the last 2 years, test scores have actually made steady, significant gains, but not fast enough for those who want to turn the school over to a charter company. It's hard to wait for a school to get better while your child falls behind. The real question, though, might not be when to pull the trigger, but figuring out where to aim. For NPR News, I'm Chrissy Clark.